it's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Well, that brings us into the final battle. It's time to get all your final comments, angst, aggressions out, folks. Here it is. We'll begin with John Daly, the golfer. Early this week, John Daly came out and admitted not only to drinking during the PGA Tour when he was on it, but consuming alcohol mid-round. And he used to play hungover or still drunk.
Quote, I played a lot of rounds hungover.
Here we go. It was so slow, and I played the back nine first. I think I'm two or three over. I went to the locker room and down like five beers, and then I shot four under on the front nine, unquote. John Daly. Your thoughts on John Daly?
John Daly is one of those people who I absolutely love, but imagine how good he would have been if he wasn't hungover. He was shooting in the 70s, and sometimes he had horrible rounds, of course, and those were probably the days that he was really drinking. But I remember seeing a picture early on of him with a tumbler with whiskey in it. Yeah, and the cigarette in the other hand.
Yeah, was he always the one who smoked while he was golfing?
Yes.
I mean, like,
there you go. That's healthy.
One of the quotes, he was like, "I'm a redneck boy from Arkansas who didn't know the difference between right and wrong."
I remember reading an article too where he was talking. It was an interview, and he said something about how he drank like six bottles of Mountain Dew and smoked a pack of cigarettes.
All right, how about this? The Big 12, after all of their considerations and everything they did, came out and said that they will not switch their format. They will not switch their conferences. Your thoughts on this? Should they have expanded or should they have gone to a conference format?
No.
Or a conference championship format, rather.
I think they're all right now, unless they get some other stuff going and they need to make it a smooth adjustment. But what they need is really just the teams to be able to feel like they are making an impact every year. So yeah.
I think they're fine where they are. Leave it.
All right. So how about this?
Leave it.
If you guys are watching the NBA this week, there was a controversial call at the final seconds of a game by female referee Lauren Holtkamp. She made a call with about 1.2 seconds left in the Cavs game that was very questionable, but that kind of brings it up again. It seems like Lauren Holtkamp is as qualified as anybody else. Do you have a problem with her reffing in the NBA?
I don't have a problem with her reffing in the NBA. What I have a problem with is there was 1.4 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
And they were going into, it looked like handshake. The guy barely touched the back of the other player. And I thought they were just going to handshake and finish the game out.
Handshake
and
it off.
Boop. Called it.
And this is the first time she's done this. Like, okay, she's called Chris Paul. She gave him a technical for clapping after a shot.
Man, that's egregious right there.
Yeah, and then also Blake Griffin, like that same season, she ejected him. I don't remember what that call was for, but I mean,
it happens.
It's just, I don't know.
It happens, right? Yeah. It happens.
It's whatever.
All right. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer is under fire, but has refuted reports about him slaughtering stuffed animals in the locker room as part of a motivational ploy.
I mean, who hasn't done that?
I mean, I don't know. He said that he placed stuffed animals around the team's headquarters as a reminder to players not to be fat cats after a 5-0 start, which they lost, so that didn't help, apparently.
Nope.
Apparently, he applied red paint to them and then cut their throats. That's violent.
That's pretty brutal.
Do you think this is enough to get a point across?
I mean, who hasn't done that? What, you guys don't do that?
I mean, don't do that in here.
No.
Man, now I feel weird.
What point are you trying to get across?
That's just for me. Motivation.
All right.
Well, I'm motivated.
We'll have you see somebody about that. All right. So, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they start off. They get their World Series. They get their championship rings as the World Series is taking place right across the street in Cleveland. But what they did not expect is this. The Undertaker showed up at their locker room after the game. Guys, what if you just walk somewhere and there's the Undertaker?
I feel like that's a bad omen. Like,
I don't have the Undertaker song here.
Like, especially because he's standing like right outside the locker room door. So as soon as players come out the locker room, there's the Undertaker just sitting there.
There it is. The Undertaker is there. And finally,
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray at the World Series last night saying, "Take me out to the ball game" at the seventh inning stretch. Here is a clip of Bill Murray singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" in his best Daffy Duck voice. Guys, that is just despicable. I spit across the room.
I just like when he says, spray it. Like,
spray it, don't say it.
Spray it, don't say it.
We have to.
Oh, gotta love Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's the man.
Unfortunately, that didn't help him last night, but you gotta love everybody getting in on the action in Chicago.